an extraordinarily loving person. He was a beautiful dancer, kind, talented, and he died of AIDS in 1998. Starting in the spring of 1999, we started the marathon. He went to Hartford and got into Hartford Ballet and had a very beautiful career there. He was featured in a Palabolas piece. He was a beautiful ballet dancer, and he loved modern dance. And he and his partner, Rob Kowalski, formed a company called Works. And everybody who was ever in Works are allegiant to this day to the memory of Works and to Rob and Ted.
So tell me about the purpose of this dance marathon.
When Ted died, it made a hole in all of our hearts. And I thought, you know, this is a person who so many people loved that I know we will all gather easily under his memory. So I decided to put together an event with as many dance groups as were interested, but I wanted to have a dance marathon. The diversity of dance in the marathon is really extraordinary. I sit in the wings with the hosts, who are sort of the Hartford dance dignitaries in a way, and we all watch in amazement. So we've got young groups, older groups, modern ballet, cultural groups. It's a wonder every year. What I always say is each year, myself and my colleagues who helped me put it together go, this is the best year ever. And I believe each year I wasn't lying. It's just gotten better and better. There's like 26 groups performing. We make our best attempt to have everybody pick their work they most want to show, but by the way, be under 3 minutes.
Is this particular event like a stage manager's nightmare?
Well, we have one of the three of us who are most active in running the whole thing, Rachna Agrawal, stays downstairs because there's over 100 performers. Some are in more than one piece and some aren't. She sends them up at the right time. She brings them back down at the right time. And she's never seen the show because she's downstairs making sure we all see it with total grace. And it's been remarkable.
This has got to be an exciting experience for a young dancer who may be in one of these ensembles and maybe has not experienced some of the dance that they will see come Saturday night.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I've taken photos of everybody downstairs where every color in the rainbow of costume, you know, we have Chinese, Laotian, African-based, Caribbean-based, a lot of modern dance, a lot of ballet. The color and the energy is wonderful.
The way that you have crafted this event as a dance marathon, does it fit Ted's philosophy of dance?
He loved Hartford. He loved community stuff. I know he's done performances that were out on the street and in the park. He was very community-minded. He was fascinated and loved dance. He loved people and he loved dance. And if this doesn't have people and dance, nothing does. I think he would be pleased with it, or we could say I think he smiles upon it. Yes, I tried always in all of this to listen to what he would have wanted.
Laura Glenn Hershey, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.